Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Can the way you were born affect your health? A new finding says it's possible that cesarean birth can change a baby's DNA compared to babies born vaginally.
We don't know if these differences are permanent, but the study makes us want to take a closer look. Because one out of three babies in America is born by C-section, and the rate is nearly half in China. Some are for medical reasons, but many are medically unjustifiable.
So far, the procedure has been associated with increased rates of diseases such as type 1 diabetes and obesity. And the latest study shows epigenetic changes in the DNA of cesarean babies.
What is epigenetics? Basically, it's when genes are turned on or off, sometimes due to environmental effects such as smoking. We now also know these changes can be passed on to newborns.
This change to the DNA occurs through a mechanism called DNA methylation. Cells use this mechanism to lock genes in an off position when they no longer need it to be expressed, for example, to stop new teeth growth. But the same mechanism can work against us when a gene that should be on is switched off.
In the new study, with two groups of babies, one vaginally born, another through C-section, their stem cells were compared for DNA methylation.
They found methylation changes in more than 300 regions of the genome between the two groups, mostly in areas associated with the immune system. Again, we don't know if these methylation changes in the C-section babies are permanent.
The theory is that natural childbirth is stressful to the baby, which could be an environmental signal to prep the baby for life outside the womb. A C-section baby would not experience that, but it's early yet to declare they should.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.